92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes you get home and you find out you need a topical ointment or something. And Allie, who's on the phone for a second date update today, says that she brought something home from Vegas.
Uh-oh.
Apparently it was a person that she met, and she didn't bring them home, but she wants to call them today. They met in Vegas, apparently. What's up, Allie? How are you?
Hey, guys.
First of all, do we need to do a paternity test? Did something happen in Vegas?
No, thank God. My story is actually kind of fun.
Okay.
Okay, I love a good Vegas story.
Yeah.
So I went with my girlfriend to celebrate my friend's birthday, and we were partying at a club. This was about a month ago, and I met this guy on the dance floor. He was really cute, but had this, like, tough guy look, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity to compare him to. Just think, like, he's got a really cute face, but he looks, like, really tough.
You know, we only semi-believe you because we know you were wasted on the dance floor, but it's cool.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so you met Vin Diesel, a poor man's Vin Diesel in Vegas.
Yes.
What's his name?
And his name is Vincent.
Vincent. Okay.
No way.
Yeah, that is a very Vin Diesel name.
Yeah.
Vincent Diesel.
All right, Vincent Diesel. That's cool. So tell us a little bit about that evening.
So we were dancing on the dance floor, and I spotted him, and he was wearing a cap, and I kept, like, flirting with him and stealing his hat and then putting it on and, like, doing a dance move.
Can I say, do guys ever like that?
No, it's annoying. I was going to ask, did he like that?
Yeah.
Yes. I've had somebody do that to me before.
Okay. And you were cool with it?
I think it depends on the guy, because there's always that fine line of a little sister or someone that's trying too hard.
Yeah.
But I was kind of cool about it. Like, I put it on and, like, pulled it down and did, like, you know, a hip hop move, and then he took it back and
you sound very
he was
hip-hop.
Showing me a move.
Right. It sounds like you guys are drunk on the dance floor in Vegas. Is what it sounds like.
Exactly.
Okay. And is that the date we're talking about?
Oh no, this is just how we met.
Okay.
When we were, like, drinking and partying in Vegas.
All right. Okay. So you guys actually did go out on a date?
Yeah, we, like, of course, made out on the dance floor, and then I had to go because one of my friends drank way too much. Mm-hmm. It's usually me, but this time it was her.
All the time.
And we had to leave, and I was so bummed, but I gave him my number, and we started talking, and we found out that we actually are from the same city.
What?
Cool.
Oh, okay.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know.
So was the date that you went on here or in Vegas?
It was back here.
Gotcha. Whoa. Okay. So what'd you do?
I know, right?
I cannot believe you actually got a date from a Vegas makeout.
Yeah, it didn't stay in Vegas.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really fun. You guys, he took me to go cosmic bowling.
Fun.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the neon lights, and there's a DJ, and there's a bar, so you're, like, bowling, but it's like you're at a club, kind of.
Right.
Did you guys still have attraction outside of the Vegas dance floor?
Yes, he is so fun. We were just having the best time. And he was like, at one point, he pretended like he got his hand stuck in the, you know, the thing that
spits the balls out?
Yeah, he, like, pretend like he got his hand stuck, and I was freaking out, and he was screaming. And then he was like, I'm just messing with you. So he's kind of he's got a good sense of humor, which I love.
He's a wacky guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was fun outside of Vegas, and at the end of the night, we made out again, and it was even better, and he invited me back to his place.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is where I screwed up, you guys. Oh. I am attracted to him, but I just wanted to not hook up with him on the first date.
Yeah.
I want to kind of play hard to get. And so we made out, and he seemed super cool with it because he texted me for a week, but then after that week, gone. I just haven't heard anything, and I don't know if that's where I screwed up.
Okay, and there's nothing you can think of other than the fact that you turned him down?
No, I mean, the date was so amazing. Even when I was like, I don't know if it's a good idea, he was cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he kept texting me every day, I thought, okay, maybe there's something going to happen. But
right, you saw more to it. And I mean, if that was the case, he wouldn't keep texting you all week, and you wouldn't want to go out with him again anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. God, I wonder if a week is too long.
Was there any weird text that you guys exchanged or anything?
It started out just as flirty, and then it was like getting to know each other, but right. I think the spark just kind of
died.
Yeah, and I tried. I was still trying to keep it flirty, but I also, I don't want to try too hard, you right. know? I mean, I didn't go home with him, so I don't want to all of a sudden be like, here are my boobs.
Hey, about that going home thing, so you'll stay interested. I'll do it now. I'll do it. I know, I understand what you mean. All right,
so
well,
weird.
We'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks.
Yep. All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Allie is on the phone and she actually met a dude while she was in Vegas. They were at the club, made out a little bit, and then they're from the same place. Doesn't happen that often, but they decided to go out on a date when they got back home. And then they went to a place even dirtier than Vegas. A bowling alley. Ugh, man, the things that go on in bowling alleys.
What are you doing at bowling alleys?
Anyway, they went to a bowling alley, had a lot of fun, made out a little bit more. She thinks she might have screwed the date up by turning down his advances. He said, do you want to go back to my place? She said no. They texted for about a week, and then things fizzled out, and now he won't talk to her. So we're going to call him and see if we can figure out what happened. Allie, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm just confused. It's just strange. I mean, what a great date. We met in Vegas and we had an even better date here and then nothing. I'm just right. like, if this guy just wanted to hook up with me after all that, then maybe I don't even want to go out with him.
Yeah.
But like, it's so weird because he made out with you again. So he's obviously attracted to you. Mm-hmm.
But I want to know. I mean, I at least want to know.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone right now and see if we can figure it out. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Here we go.
This is Mr. Flo's cell phone. How may I help you?
Hi, I was looking to talk to Vincent.
This is Vincent's phone. I'm his personal assistant.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show, and I was hoping to talk with him.
Is this an urgent matter?
I don't know if it's like exactly urgent, but we did get an email about him that I would like to discuss. It won't take long if he's busy.
Yeah, he's actually very busy, but okay. Let me check.
Okay.
Can you hang on a sec?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's got a personal assistant.
Dude?
That's cool.
Who has a personal assistant answer their phone?
I want a personal assistant.
Busy
just
dude.
To answer the
Do
phone.
We yeah. not hear that he's rich? He's got to be rich.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Vincent.
Hey, Vincent, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Calling you today because I got an email about you.
Okay, I'm very busy. Is this really important?
Well, I'll explain and then you tell me if it's important for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we got an email about you. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and figure out what happened. And we got an email about you from a girl named Allie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Allie.
Hey.
Okay. I know you're busy and you're probably like thinking about other things right now. Did you take in what I said, though? She emailed because you're not calling her back about a date you went on?
Right, yeah, I just haven't had any time to call her back.
Okay.
I barely have time to talk to you right now.
What are you doing? Oh. That's so, I mean, I don't mean to pry.
It's not really your concern. I mean, I don't understand. So what do you guys want from me?
Well, we wanted to know why you won't call her back. She said that you guys were texting for a little bit, and she was excited about the possibility of dating you some more, and you kind of just went away.
Right. Something happened. I just don't have a... I don't have time for a relationship right now. Hmm. If you want to relay a message, she was great. Okay. I just can't right now.
Well, in the interest of time, because I know you're busy, I won't pry anymore. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. Would you mind taking a few minutes to talk to her, please?
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is so weird. What?
Yeah, I'm with you, Allie.
This
you
is
sound
weird.
Like a robot. What? You're so serious. Vincent, what's going on?
Okay, I guess we're going to do this. Recently, a family member of mine died, and
oh
I'm dealing
God.
With...
Oh, my God. I'm so yeah. sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't really know him. I just got a large inheritance, and I have a lot to deal with right now.
What do you mean you have a lot to deal with? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like I said, it was a large inheritance. I have to figure out how to spend this money. And it's taking okay. a lot of my time.
You have to figure out how to spend the money?
Why can't you save it?
Could you just keep it?
No, well, I mean, it's like more than I can ever use. So I'm just trying to have fun now.
Wait,
you can
on.
Give me some if you want to get rid of it, dude. I'll gladly take some of that off your hands.
Same here.
Well, I mean, I'm giving my fair share to charity and people that need it.
Yeah, I need it.
No, you don't, Jubal.
Vincent, listen, I'm so sorry that this happened. I know you didn't know them that well, but this sounds heavy, and you sound heavy. I mean, you're like a different person right now.
Hmm. I mean, Allie, when you have to spend a lot of money, I'm not really used to it. It's stressful. It's taken its toll on me, and I just don't really have time for a relationship romantically right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, hearing this, you sound pretty stressed, and you're a fun guy, and it must be lonely, and we had such a great time. I mean, let's do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let's travel.
I mean,
let's...
Well, I mean, the travel is coming, but right now it's not fun stuff. I mean, being at the Maserati dealership for 8 hours trying to pick colors and, you know, custom leather. And
hold on.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Vincent, are you messing with us?
Are you guys messing with me?
I feel like this is fake. What is happening?
I do, too.
Yeah, this is like...
Being at the Maserati dealer for 8 hours is stressful.
You guys have obviously never done anything like that. It is completely stressful.
No,
I've never had a relative I don't care about suddenly give me mounds of money.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
And I go to like Hyundai dealerships.
It is really stressful. My schedule is completely full. I barely have time to do anything. Later on, I'm booked to test drive a boat, and then I have to go to a sports auction after that, and I have to get my suit in between.
Okay. Well, don't you think? I mean,
what are these charities you're donating to?
Wow.
I love that stuff. That sounds fun. Don't you want someone to do that with you? I mean,
I have my personal assistant, and I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of really wealthy people never get married. They just don't have the time for it.
I don't know what to say to that. I didn't want to get married. I just wanted to spend time with you and see how that goes and just play with your money with you. I mean,
I just wouldn't have any time to, like, interact and be with you. Like, maybe you'd be there, but I'd be talking to other people. Like, I wouldn't be really present for you, and that's not fair to you.
I can see
you
that.
You don't have to change who you are, man. This is so amazing. This is like a gift.
I mean, it might seem like a gift, but when you have to spend so much money, like, people want so much from me right now. It is so stressful. Like,
you sound really stressed out and kind of weird, honestly. But anyway.
You sound so different. He's such a fun guy. Vincent, this is such a downer. Like, forget about the money. Before the inheritance, remember how much fun we had? Weren't we good together? We had
How am I supposed
blast.
To forget about $500 million, Allie?
Whoa, you just dropped the number like that, huh?
Like, I'm trying to have fun and spend it, and it's not fun right now.
You do
it doesn't sound fun.
You sound like the lamest rich guy ever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Wait, but aren't a lot of rich guys lame?
Like, yeah, but it's like you don't need to spend it all right away.
That's true.
I do need to spend it. There's so much coming in so often. Every month there's new checks and... There's so many, like, I'm going through so much.
Oh,
wow.
A relationship on top of all of this would ruin everything right now. Like, maybe later, maybe in a few years, I got things to do right now.
You're going to be so much worse in a few years. I feel like I could save you from yourself because you are a fun guy.
I don't need saving.
Right now, you sound like a robot.
Yeah, Vincent, why don't you just try it? Would you go out with Allie on a second date? We'll pay for it. I know you don't need us to. I mean, you can pay for it. You can buy a jet and go somewhere. I don't know.
I'm going to Paris tomorrow. I don't need a second date.
Let's go, man. Like, I got a passport.
It's more of a business thing. I'm not going on vacation. This is not fun. I have to meet with, like, this whole modeling agency, and they're doing stuff for my product line. Like, there's so many levels to everything. I have no time to even talk to you. I'm not even sure why I'm spending this time talking to you
guys. Will you have time to have dinner and wine with me? I mean...
No, not really. I eat on the go.
Okay.
Okay.
I can imagine.
All right, well.
Vincent.
Thanks, Vincent. I know you're busy. So, Allie, I'm sorry. No second date for maybe the weirdest reason I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in a few years.
All right.
Yeah, I think in a few years you're going to be broke the way you're spending money, Vincent.
No way that I'm going to be broke. There's so much. Like, it's making its own money now. There's no way.
Okay.
Well, maybe in a few years. I guess it's kind of still a successful second date. Like, in a few years, Allie, you could go out with him.
I don't know if he's going to be the same guy. He's going to be a miserable, balding, small man.
Okay, can you guys talk about this without me? Because I got to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, Vincent.
Okay.
Awesome.
Robot?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
He said robot.
All right. Allie, I'm sorry.
I'm so confused. Who is this person?
Yeah. That was weird.
I don't know. Yeah,
man.
You didn't tell us he was a robot.
Wow, money really changes people.
Instantly.
Wouldn't you guys be like, let's party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't think that guy's a party.
No.
Let's buy that cosmic bowling alley.
Yeah.
Just all sounds so stressful now. So sorry, Allie.
What a bad life.
Well, this is super weird, but yeah. I don't know. In a couple years, he's probably not going to be the same guy.
Doesn't matter. He'll still have millions. So hit him up in a couple years, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll let you guys do it for me.
Yeah, thanks. Broken Jubal in the morning.